And now to the open House seat in the 6th District. With Jeff Holy leaving the House, 4 candidates, 2 Republican, 2 Democrat, are applying for the job. We'll hear from Democrats Rion Ametu and Dave Wilson. Republican Jenny Graham expressed interest in being interviewed but never followed up to schedule a time. John Aiken Jr. never answered her invitation. And so we start with Rion Ametu. He's a California native who joined the Navy after high school. He worked on submarines. After his 6-year stint there, he started looking for a place to live and thought the best opportunities came in Washington. So he moved here and worked a variety of jobs. Now he's studying electrical engineering at Spokane Falls Community College and driving part-time for Uber and Lyft. So why does he want to become a state legislator? Part of it, he says, comes down to finding the identity of today's Democratic Party.
When you talk about like a progressive candidate, what I hear that as is somebody that wants to represent people and blue collar people, you know, people that work at McDonald's and work at, you know, Walmart, people that work in phone centers, you know, the jobs that kind of are looked down upon for some reason. And I don't think people understand or realize that one of the main reasons why these jobs are kind of the staple of the economy is because all of our good jobs left. If you could go and get a union job straight out of high school before in a factory or a warehouse, and then, you know, within a year buy your first house, and that doesn't exist anymore. And so the paradigm shift that's happened within the economy and in regards to someone that works 40 hours a week, I think we need to realize with that paradigm shift that we have to start treating these jobs like they're blue collar jobs, because these jobs are the new blue collar jobs for us. And so we just have to start standing up for these people, making sure that we have a guarantee that says, hey, if you work 40 hours a week and you're working your butt off, then you're not guaranteed to be rich, but you're guaranteed to live a decent life. And I think that's what we need to get back to as a Democratic Party.
So Seattle had a $15, I think still has a $15 minimum wage.
Yes.
Is that something that would work in Spokane, do you think?
I think raising the minimum wage is a Band-Aid. It's not a permanent fix. Well, I agree with a $15 wage, period, but just raising the minimum wage doesn't solve the foundational problem of say Walmart coming into an area, hiring a bunch of low wage workers and lowering their prices to destroy all the local and small businesses in the area. And then after those businesses are gone and the competition's gone, then raising their prices back up. You know, there's more of a problem, a systemic problem going on, and that people need to realize that while we kind of look down on those jobs and those the people that work those jobs, Walmart is not paying them a living wage. And so what they end up doing is they have to go on state assistance to be able to survive. So we're subsidizing Walmart success with our tax dollars. And at the same time, they have tax breaks to exist in whatever the community they exist in. So they're kind of double dipping on our tax dollars in that regard. And so when you think about fully funding education and our taxes get raised, you know, every time we try and find ways to fully fund education, it's like, well, hey, why don't you start by taxing, you know, Walmart? Why don't you start by taxing Amazon? You know, make the people pay taxes that should be paying their taxes. Make them pay their fair share because we're already paying ours.
So it's, I guess, fortuitous that you mentioned Amazon, because you've probably heard the news that Amazon is going to build a fulfillment center on the West Plains.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that there is a lot of political maneuvering and chicanery going on to kind of ensure that they bring that warehouse here. But in I would ask the question, in those negotiations, was there a demand for high wage work? Was there a demand for benefits for the employees? I think we need to start asking those questions when these businesses want to start moving here. Because I think what we need to start doing is start reorienting the economy to work for normal working families before they start working for business. And so And that, and when I say business, I mean large business, not small business, because they're getting hammered along with the rest of us. So let me just make that clear.
Rihanna Metu is running as a Democrat for the State House in the 6th District. The other Democrat in that race is Dave Wilson. Wilson is a Midwest native who has lived in Spokane for about 35 years. He founded Interface Computer School, later sold it, and now does some business consulting. Wilson has run unsuccessfully for Congress as an independent, but now he's chosen to run for the legislature under the Democratic Party banner.
I believe in good government. I believe government has an important role to play in our economy and in our society. And it really pains me when I hear people in political office or running for political office do nothing but badmouth government and really try to inhibit it or tear it down. No organization is perfect, none. Through my consulting work, I've learned that every organization has challenges, and government's no different. And it's never going to be run like a business. It's not the same thing, but it plays an important role. And it just really bewilders me when I hear people in office or candidates talk about dismantling the government. Is it excessive in some points? Sure. Do we have to tear the whole thing down? No. Do we need to tweak it? Sure. But so I feel very strongly about that, and that's one of my primary motivations for running, is I think I can help because of my background, and hopefully I'll get that opportunity and we can make a difference.
So you talk about government has a role in the economy. What's that role?
Well, somebody needs to set ground rules, and somebody needs to, if you want to have a civil society, it has to be organized and it has to be structured in a way that there are rules that people abide by and play by. You know, the example I like to use when I'm in a room, I'll ask people, raise your hand if you drove here today. And almost every hand goes up, and then I'll say, all right, how many of you stopped at red lights on your way here? And of course, that gets a laugh, but the point I'm making is we need those kinds of rules to function. So I'm not saying government has to be big and dominating and a big brother, but it also has to be able to function. And so I look at my job as a legislator is to make sure the rules are fair, make sure the regulations are fair, and when they're not fair, listen to constituents, help them if they need help. That's my job, is to help them if they are dealing with overregulation or unfair regulations. And it's, it's an ongoing process. It never ends. And but it doesn't mean we should hate the government or tear it down. So I guess that's what I mean by that.
So are there, give me an example of a place where you think government is unfair.
Well, so I just interviewed with the Board of Realtors, and they were telling me that, they feel very constrained by the Growth Management Act, and they feel it's unfair because they're not allowed to develop property that would alleviate, we have a housing shortage. And so their concern is, okay, why are the rules so strict that we can't develop property? And, that's the latest example. My business was heavily regulated. I learned how to operate with regulations, and they're not easy. And the pendulum swings. And sometimes when regulations swing one way, it's because they were necessary, but sometimes they swing too far and there's overkill. And then other times the regulations, the pendulum swings too far the other way and there's not good oversight. And all of a sudden now you have bad apples or bad actors. And so, there's a sweet spot, but it's a moving target. It's not a stationary target. So you have to constantly be looking at it.
Dave Wilson is one of the two Democrats in the race for an open 6th District State House seat. Jenny Graham and John Aiken Jr. are the Republicans in that race. We weren't able to arrange interviews with them.